This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Our social media buzz correspondent, Jamie Wise from the Buzz Indexes, which trades under ticker symbol BUZ, joined us again at the beginning of June to tell us some of the latest buzz and some good news about the Buzz Index versus the S&P 500. And in our second headline, let's see what's happening in the social media universe. Our social media correspondent from the Buzz Index, Jamie Wise, joins us. Welcome back, man.
Hey, great to be back, Joe. How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic. What's going on in social media world?
Well, the chatter continues, absolutely, especially as we went through a busy earnings season, as they all seem to be somehow, but really notably this year, or this quarter, I should say, we had some stocks that made some real significant moves off their earnings.
Well, congratulations also last month on beating the S&P. That's a big, nice thing.
Hey, always like to see the performance supporting the process. And that's exactly what we saw last month in May.
Let's talk about some of the buzz that you're hearing. Maybe a stock on the positive side people are buzzing about?
Palo Alto. Palo Alto is one of those stocks where, man, are they talking about it a lot? You know, ever since the disastrous second quarter that they posted back in, I guess it was early March, where the stock fell 25%. And, you know, the analyst community just turned super bearish on this thing. You had, 25% of analysts downgrading their outlook on the stock following the earnings. It just had, huge negative media coverage. All of the so-called experts were really piling on against the story, saying, don't expect too much from this company going forward. No one really saw it as an opportunity from the expert perspective, but wow, did we see different reaction online when the stock took a beating. People really stayed confident and believed that it wasn't a long-term structural issue with the company, and maybe it was a little more shorter term than some of the experts were predicting.
People that don't know Palo Alto, what did they do?
They're a network service security provider. You can imagine that demand for their products in this digital age, as we, hear more and more about hacks and companies always are one by one coming out and saying how their networks are being hacked. Palo Alto is one of the companies in that space that's trying to address network security, really for the longer term here.
What about on the negative side? What is the Twitterverse and the Facebook people? What do they think of on the negative about a stock?
About Palo Alto, really, we saw a lot more positives than negatives. It's really remarkable. Even though the stock was down, I think people in the community really take a longer view towards what this company is doing and the need for their services and their ability to really capture share. People didn't think that, there was some structural change happening where all of a sudden, the internet would be safe and secure and that network security would be a lower focus from corporate IT spending perspective. And, they were sure proven right when the company reported their third quarter results, which just destroyed all of the lowered estimates and really showed the staying power of the company's business model.
So did you guys own them all the way down and all the way back up, or did you buy them right after the negativity hit?
We had a small position going in, so people were positive going into that disastrous Q2 earnings report. But sure enough, the sentiment turned up higher, and we took a bigger position in the name following that earnings release and were able to capture the upside where the share surged about 20% after that earnings release and sort of make it all back and then a little sum with the extra weighting that we had in the index.
It's so interesting. Now, what about on the negative side, what's a stock that you guys have been really negative about, or you've seen people be negative about? I always forget it's not you, Jamie. Yeah. It's actually the universe. What's the universe beating up on?
We just do the listening and the interpretation. That's right. Our role here at Buzz. But here's a name that hasn't been in our index, but sure has been in the news for a long time, ever since it IPO'd, and that's Snap. Came out with great fanfare, and just like you would expect, everyone touting massive growth numbers in the platform. from an investment perspective, gosh, the conversation really wasn't there. People, I think, were really focused on the competitive landscape around Snap. And, you know, is their product something that is so unique? Can they build a moat around their business? Almost instantly now, when Snapchat releases a new feature, it's copied on Facebook, it's copied on Instagram, it's maybe even copied on Twitter somehow, right? So people recognize that there's nothing very proprietary around this story. They do have a good user base, but if people are only going there for the types of, you know, in engagements or interactions, they can actually get those across a wide variety of platforms. So people were less enthusiastic about the growth prospects of this company than some of the historical numbers might suggest. And, you know, we saw it play out ever since the company IPO'd back in March. The stock sort of had that initial jump.
Yeah.
No one in the online broad community was really behind it. It drifted sideways. And then, you know, an earnings release later, boom, the stock falls 20% as it missed all its targets. Not really a big surprise to us.
I wonder if part of the negativity too isn't just, you know, what you discussed about the company, but also the way that stock's structured. I mean, the way they've structured that company, Jamie, is that it's almost impossible, like with Uber, to fire the owners.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, I think, a byproduct of what you're seeing with all these unicorns staying private for so long. The ownership structure gets intense. They're really led by a single person. It's not a CEO acting on behalf of shareholders.
Right.
It's let's lose money as long as we can and grow some other non-financial metric as big as we can. And, you know, I've achieved this, so therefore I'm in the best position to lead the company. Twitter struggled with it, certainly. I think Snap is struggling with it right now. And the companies that have really transitioned beyond that point have really taken on more of a corporate shape, right? And you see what Google's done, even in their reorganization of the company and having Eric Schmidt at the helm and still having those founders there, and they're driving innovation at the company. But you really have that responsible financial adult at the table. And of course, even at Facebook, with the management team that Zuckerberg's put in place there, it's much less about him and much more about
right.
a corporate view and a corporate agenda.
Yeah, definitely an apple and an orange looking at those two. The ticker symbol is BUZ. You can get it wherever you buy finer exchange traded funds. And I should disclose to people that I own shares in the Buzz Index. Jamie Wise, thanks for hanging out, man.
Hey, thanks. Great to be here. And to the listeners out there, if you're wanting to follow the buzz in real time, we put out flash notices all the time when we have market moving stocks. You can go to buzzindexes.com/DIY and sign up for more.
Awesome. Yeah. And those come out. I should have mentioned that. Those come out. I mean, whenever there's big hot buzz, you put it in people's inbox immediately.
Yeah, we'll put out one a week. We'll put out four a week, right? Obviously, we're a little busier during earnings season,
right.
But where we're seeing things trend across online forums, we're talking about it and we're letting the people know.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks again.
Thanks, Joe.
You'll find Jamie Wise once a month on the Stacky Benjamin Show, which you'll find the Stacky Benjamin Show wherever you download your favorite podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. For more on the Buzz Index, you can trade it under ticker symbol BUZ or, like I do, sign up for the Buzz Insights, where you'll see all the buzz as it occurs. Sometimes I get a lot. Sometimes there's not a ton of buzz. Head to StackyBenjamins.com/BUZZ. That's StackyBenjamins.com/BUZZ, where you'll be able to sign up for the Buzz Index Insights. For Stacky Benjamins, I'm Joe Saul-Sehy. Well, this show's over, Stackers, but you know what? It's Military Appreciation Month. And that means that we've got time still for a shout out to members of our community, members of our family who have served our country. And you know what? Today, I want to give a shout out to two of my uncles, my Uncle Henry, who was in the Army. Let's do three. My Uncle Eddie, who was in the Army, and my Uncle Bill, also in the Army. And two of them served in Vietnam. One served in Korea. And a big thanks to all three of my uncles, my dad's brothers who served like he did in the military. And this Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate not just my uncles, but they want to celebrate their members who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. Of course, you may be eligible for Navy Federal membership, and you don't even know it because it's open to all branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families. They're all eligible, and I want to reiterate, and their families. If you have family, like I do, who served in the military, well, then you're eligible for Navy Federal membership.
Navy Federal's employees are part of the community they serve, and many of them are military family members, reservists, or veterans. Here during Military Appreciation Month, stackers, go visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate, and you're going to see all of Navy Federal's Military Appreciation Month offers. So many cool things they're doing for veterans. You'll also see all their other awesome 24/7, 12 months of the year offers. That's NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.